Right now, the emphasis in Haiti is helping the survivors of last week's earthquake, but many are hoping this disaster may wind up offering Haiti a rare chance in the long term. The world's Katie Clark has more.
Haiti's ambassador to the U.S., Raymond Joseph, is among those who've been trying to see something hopeful come from this catastrophe.
It is an opportunity when Port-au-Prince is being rebuilt that the government makes sure that the buildings are built to code. And a lot of the shanty towns which were built in and around Port-au-Prince would not return.
Someone else who's trying to focus on the positive is Robert Fatone, a professor at the University of Virginia. Fatone was raised in Port-au-Prince. He says his immediate family there is fine and their houses are in good shape, but he lost several friends in the earthquake. Fatone refers to what took place in Haiti last week as the great and cruel equalizer.
Everyone has suffered, irrespective of race or class, so that may generate among Haitians a new sense of solidarity that would carry the country to a very different trajectory.
And there's no shortage of places to improve upon when it comes to Haiti. The country, even before the quake, was the poorest in the Western Hemisphere. Peter DeShazo runs the Americas program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He cites the need for a better trained national police force, a central government that can provide for its citizens, and an economy that creates jobs to help wean Haiti from foreign assistance.
There had been some progress in the past few years, partly due to the presence of the UN Stabilization Mission. Of course, all of these gains have been set back by the earthquake.
Still, Amy Willens says we shouldn't count Haiti out just yet. Willens is author of The Rainy Season, Haiti Since Duvalier. She says well-meaning donor countries such as the United States need to tread carefully when helping to rebuild Haiti, considering Haiti's history.
Haiti was occupied by the United States from 1915 to 1934. So that was a long and very difficult occupation in which the United States put Haitians to work building infrastructure, it's true, but not for pay, for food. I think all of these things have to be thought about very carefully in dealing with how the outside world is going to cooperate with the Haitians to build institutions. We're always talking about institution building. Well, here we can build them from the ground up. We have to work with the Haitian government, what's left of it, and with the Haitian people in a respectful cooperation.
There's precedent for such cooperation in the aftermath of disaster. Joel Charney of Refugees International says the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami is an example.
In Aceh, in Indonesia, it really was a chance to reconfigure things, both politically in the sense of getting a gradual end to the civil war there, but also to some extent economically in terms of, you know, rebuilding, doing things differently, doing things better. By contrast, in Sri Lanka, you know, the conflict never really went away and that opportunity was missed.
Charney says in the case of Haiti, the opportunity could also be missed. But he says given the level of poverty in Haiti and its historic problems with poor governance, simply bringing Haiti back to where it was at 4:52 p.m. the day the earthquake struck wouldn't be acceptable. For The World, this is Katie Clark.